Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 20th of October 2025 and I want to talk today about personal branding. And I'm not talking here about the branding of your MSP. I'm not talking about your logo and how everything feels. I want to talk about you. So I'm assuming that you are the face of the business. I assume you're the owner of the business and therefore the face of it. And maybe you're even doing the sales as well. Although personal branding is very much about the owner of the business, whether you do the sales or not. I do a lot of personal branding, but I don't do the sales within my business. So personal branding is something that most MSPs overlook. And yet it's so important because it's about building your reputation, building your visibility, and really making yourself the face of the business. Someone that people can get to know, they can get to like, they can get to trust. Because they're not going to give you their contract until they can, you know, at the very least, they like, they know, and they trust you. Now, I realize that you don't want to be an influencer. You know, you don't want to be putting selfies on LinkedIn. You're not even interested in, you know, posting your dinner or doing little videos from your car or stuff like that. And I get that. And I appreciate that you may be looking at this and thinking, well, can't we just let the business speak for itself? Isn't it just going to be easier if we do that? Because I know you didn't start your MSP to become famous. I know you started the business in the first place to get control over what work you do and how you do that work and to help people with their technology and just build a business, right? And free yourself from working for someone else. So I get all of that. But we've got to remember the most important thing is that people buy from people. They don't buy from businesses, they don't buy from companies, they don't buy from logos. They do when it's big consumer stuff. So when someone buys a bottle of Chanel perfume, they're buying Chanel the brand. But Chanel spent, what, like 80, 90 years building up that brand. And actually, thinking about it, there was a person in front of that brand in the first place. There was Coco Chanel, just as there was a Henry Ford, just as Jeff Bezos is Amazon, just as Elon Musk is Tesla. So, you know, even when people are making consumer purchases, and I know they buy from lots of brands that don't have a person behind them, but that's completely different. In the B2B sphere, and especially when they don't know all of the players in the market, because there are so many MSPs in your marketplace, they cannot know all of those MSPs. So they buy from people. People buy from humans, other humans that they like and trust. So your goal when you're building a personal brand, when you, and you do this online and offline, is it gives your prospects something to connect to. Your personal brand helps to position you as the expert, the technical authority in your local area, the go-to person for IT and for technology. And the reason this is so powerful is when we have a world of very samey sounding MSPs, they're all offering the same thing. Everyone says they do proactive support and cybersecurity. I mean, you've heard me talk about this before on this podcast or in other stuff, that using your own personality as the differentiator, as the thing that gives you your USP, your unique selling proposition, it's the only real thing you've got. Because from the ordinary business owner or manager's point of view, what you do is the same as what everyone else does, right? You know that you do it a slightly different way with a slightly different tech stack, but they don't know or care about these things. So personal branding is such an important part of this and you know, creating something about yourself online and offline. And what does that actually look like in practice? Well, it's not about bragging. It's not about being a narcissist. It's not about talking about yourself all the time. It's just about consistently showing up, giving people something about you and just adding value. So that could be as simple as, you know, I mean, obviously, a lot of the MSP Marketing Edge content is designed to be shared on LinkedIn from your personal profile. And that's deliberate because we're trying to help you build up your own personal profile. You could create other content, so that it could be short videos or short text things. Perhaps the things that clients often ask you about, you could record a quick video talking about, you know, Windows 10, end of life. It's a relatively recent thing. You know, it's a relatively now thing. It could be a new Windows update. It could be a new cyber threat. You could comment on things that are happening in the local business community, or you could share just behind the scenes moments from the business, from your life, from some tech stuff, you know, a tech fail or something like that. So what I mean is sharing stuff that you think other people would be interested in. And it doesn't have to just be on LinkedIn. This could be done on other platforms as well. It can be done in all sorts of different places. The point being is that you persistently and consistently share your life. You share the bits of your life that are relevant to the people that you want to reach, and you become a real person. And this is what I do within my content. I share a lot of my life, but I share a lot more of my marketing stuff, and I do that consistently and have done that consistently since 2016. And my personal branding is a big part of why the MSP Marketing Edge is successful, because, you know, I don't just build up the business brand and talk about what the business does. I know that when people are joining, they're joining me as much as they're joining the MSP Marketing Edge. And that's not a bad thing at all. And I think you could do exactly the same thing within your MSP. So look, if you want to talk about this, let's discuss it in the members only Facebook group, or you can access me directly. I've got my drop-in clinics with the next one of those. I do the most Tuesdays and Thursdays. The next one of those is going to be tomorrow, the 21st of October. So you could drop in there. You can also drop me an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. And I just want to finish by reminding you, if you don't know already, that the portal is going to be down for a couple of hours tomorrow. So Tuesday, 21st of October, it's going to be around about sort of 9 till 12 UK time. We're doing a big migration. I won't bother you with the whole story, but we're migrating the back end away from Keep, or Infusionsoft as it used to be called, and we're migrating over to HubSpot. So we've rebuilt the portal essentially. You're not going to see any difference in the front end. It's just in the back end, it allows us to do so much more cool stuff, which is great for adding new functionality for you in the future. But it does mean the portal will be down for a few hours tomorrow. So if you've got any questions on that, or if you need something urgently, just drop us an email. hello@mspmarketingedge.com. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.